stay tuned for Jack Benny.
The Jack Benny Program.
Say, there was too much mail to put in the box, so I thought I'd bring it in.
Oh, thank you.
Here are the letters. Here are Mr. Benny's magazines. Lonely Hearts. Woman's Home Companion. Muscle and Body Development. And the Wall Street Journal.
All that for me.
Tell me, do you own stock?
I've got 2 shares of Mr. Benny. He incorporated himself.
Oh?
I bought it at 39. It's been there for 10 years.
Well, I got to be running along.
Is this all the mail there is for Mr. Benny?
No, I'm still carrying that letter around with the postage due on it, but I guess there's no use going through that again.
No, I suppose not. By the way, how long ago was that letter mailed?
I don't know. It was handed down to me by my father.
Another letter from the California bank. It's about that loan again.
What are you going to do, boss?
I'm going to turn him down.
This is one for my barber.
I wonder what he wants. Dear Mr. Benny, we're writing to all of our customers who got shaved last Saturday. Are you missing an ear? If it is not called for within 30 days, we will put it with our collection. No, that's fair.
Would you like some eggs?
No, thank you, Rochester. I don't want to eat heavily before going out to play golf.
You going to play again today?
Yes, sir. You know, there's nothing more relaxing than being out on that golf course, especially when the weather is so nice.
You certainly were happy when you came home yesterday.
Oh, why wouldn't I be? I played in the 70s.
I know what the temperature was, but what did you shoot?
103.
103?
On the last night, I had a couple of lucky putts. Rochester, do me a favor, will you, and bring my golf clubs.
Yes, sir.
I'll get it.
Hello, Mr. Billy. Mr. Chester.
Well, it's certainly nice seeing you.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Well, come right in. Make yourself at home. Come in and sit down. My goodness, what are you doing in this neighborhood?
I'm just coming from my nephew's. You know, he just opened up a brand new dental office right here on Beverly Hills.
Oh, I didn't know that. Would you care to join me in a cup of coffee?
No, thank you. My jaw is still hurting me.
Oh, you had a tooth pulled?
5 of them.
To get them, you had 5 bad teeth?
Only 1 bad.
Well, then, why'd you let him pull the other 4?
He's a beginner. He needs the experience. He's going to be a very wonderful dentist. You know, he wants to specialize in stopping pain. So he's studying the nerves of the teeth.
Really?
Yes, and you should see how delicately he works. He removes the nerves from the teeth, and he hangs them up on tiny little racks.
Say, that must be quite a job.
It's nerve-wracking.
But Mr. Kitson, you went through all of that just to make up a joke.
Yes, I guess I'm still a little silly from the laughing gas he gave me.
Oh, he gave you laughing gas as an anesthetic?
Yes, and it's the silliest thing. He puts a pliers in my mouth, turns on the gas, and then it stops. I'm laughing, he's pulling. He's pulling, I'm laughing.
I've never had that. How long did you keep laughing?
Till he handed me the bill.
Hello, Rochester.
There you
come,
boss.
Thank
you. My, what a happy household. You're going to play golf, and you're going to play tennis.
No, no. He's going to play golf. I'm going out in the back and beat the rugs.
He beats dogs with a tennis racket.
Well, it is confusing. See, the other day he forgot himself and jumped over the clothesline. Well, Mr. Kitzel, if you don't want coffee, is there anything else I can get you?
No, no, no. I appreciate you, but really, I got to be running along. I just dropped in to invite you to me and my wife's anniversary party Saturday night.
Oh, you're having a wedding anniversary.
Yes.
Which one?
13.
13, isn't that unlucky?
What was so fortunate about the other 12?
Mr. Kitson, you have the most wonderful sense of humor. And I shall be at your anniversary party.
Wonderful, and you'll have a chance to meet my uncle. What a character. Everybody calls him Tex.
Oh, he's from Texas.
No, he's in the textile business. Well, Mr. Benny, I got to be running along. I don't want to be late for my bus.
Wait a minute, you don't have to take a bus.
Oh.
I can drop you off on my way to the club.
Oh, bless you, ha!
Certainly.
Oh,
oh, excuse me just a minute.
Yes.
Hello? Okay, put him on. It'll only be a minute, my manager.
Oh, fine.
Hello? Yes, Joe? Now? But I want to play golf. Oh, everything has to be an emergency. All right, wait for me. I'll be in the office in about 20 minutes.
What's the matter, Mr. Benny? Something is wrong?
Yeah, that's always in show business. An emergency. I have to be in my office.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rochester, will you please put my golf clubs away? There's an emergency. I got to go to the office. What are you laughing at?
I was just thinking about how lucky I am.
What do you mean?
You have to give up your golf game, but I can still go out in the back and beat the rugs.
All right. Come on, Mr. Kitzel. My car's in the back.
All right.
No, I can't make any final decision until Benny gets here.
I'm here.
I'll call you back.
All right, Joe. What's the big emergency?
Oh, that's the same old thing. You're supposed to do your show next week, and we don't even have a script yet. Where are my writers? I've already called them. They'll be here any minute. You know, Jack, I don't...
Here they are now. Boy, you know, I can get into a lot of...
Now, Jack, let me handle this. Now, look, fellows, I've been trying to get you on the phone all week. Where have you been?
Palm Springs.
Boy, look, you've been writing for me for a long, long time. And every week I have to wait till the last minute to get a script. Now... I mean, you're not being fair to me or fair to yourselves. After all, you've got the ability. You boys are without a doubt the most talented, the most original and prolific writers in the entire television industry.
Gee, do you really feel that way about us?
Well, of course I do.
Then how come you cut our salaries?
Because I don't let sentiment interfere with business. That's why.
And we don't let business interfere with pleasure.
That's right. That's why we went to Palm Springs.
I know where you went. Now, will you please go in the other room and start on a script?
Okay.
You go first. You're talented.
No, no, you go first. You're prolific.
No, but you're... Don't stand there arguing. If you don't know what to do, toss a coin.
We ain't got one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot. We just came back from Palm Springs. Boy,
Will you do me a favor? Go in the other room and start writing.
Okay. Give me the pencil, Harry.
Oh, you got it, Sam. I gave it to you yesterday.
No, I give it back to you.
But after that, I put it in your...
Here, use my pencil. Now go to work.
Okay. Well, let's hope that Shakespeare and Hemingway come up with something good.
Are you kidding? Those two nitwits not only can't write, they don't even know how to act.
I cut their salary 2 years ago. They just found out about it.
Anyway, Joe, if they don't come up with anything, we have nothing to worry about because we can always revise one of our old scripts. I must have about 50 of them here in the cabinet. I saved them all. We can look over a few of them. That's funny. It's bare.
Well, what now, Mother Hubbard?
I can't understand it. I had over 50 scripts. Nice secretary. Miss Adrian, will you come in here, please? I don't know what could have happened to him.
What do you want, Mac?
It's not Mac, it's Jack. In fact, it's Mr. Benny. Can't forget she used to be a waitress.
I know what you mean. Yesterday she typed a letter for me, and at the bottom, instead of putting respectfully yours, she wrote, please pay cashier.
You men are all alike. Every time you see a pretty dame, you start whispering.
Miss Avian, I had over 50 scripts in the cabinet. Now, where are they?
They're in my office.
Well, will you please go and get them?
Okay.
I can't understand why she keeps moving things around. Here I had all those scripts in perfect order, classified as to subject matter and everything.
Here you are.
Thanks. Now, look, why were they in your office?
Well, I have to sit on something and you won't buy me a chair.
One thing at a time. I bought your desk. I'll get you a chair as soon as I know you're going to work out. Now, go.
Come on, Jack. Let's start reading these scripts.
This one is still warm. All right, let's look them over.
Hey, Mr. Benny.
Oh, hey, fellas. Have you got an idea?
Yeah, we got an idea, but we couldn't write it down.
Why not? I gave you a pencil.
I know, but it ain't got no lead in it, see?
Oh, it ain't got no lead in it. Give me this. Look at it. All you do is turn this, and out comes the lead. You see, it's an automatic pencil. That's all it is, an automatic pencil.
Yeah, hey, look, Sam, all you do is just turn the knob and the lead comes out.
Hey, it's pretty good. Let me try.
Oh, I want to turn.
Oh, let me try. Oh, I want to try. I turned it.
Now, will you please go out and write something?
Okay.
I turned it.
Jack, I don't know why you keep those guys on.
I don't know either. I think they'd be a little more grateful. I brought them over here, taught them English, gave them two meals a day.
Hey, when are you going to finish with that stack of scripts? My feet are killing me.
You'll have them as soon as I'm through with them.
Okay, Mac.
The name is Mr. Benny.
You didn't mind me calling you Mac last night.
Well, that was on Mulholland Drive. Now we're in the office.
Okay, Poopsie.
Say, Jack, look, here's a script you were nuts about, and we've never been able to do it.
This one? Let's see. Oh, yeah, I remember this. Yeah, this will be fine.
Sure, all you and your writers have to do is cut it down to time and polish it up a little.
Oh, no, Joe. You and the writers are going to do that. I'm going out and play golf. But, Jack... And another thing, I've been working too hard, so I'm going to miss the first couple of days of rehearsal. You can get me a stand-in.
But we won't know how the show's going to work out with a stand-in. You've got to come down to the studio and rehearse.
I got to do this. I got to do that. I don't got to do anything. I'm going out and play golf.
So long, Mac.
Oh, shut up.
Well, what's with him?
Oh, I don't know. Hard to believe that he's the same man that I discovered.
What? You discovered Jack Benny?
Well, yes. Didn't you know?
No.
Well, let me tell you about it. It was many years ago. I was driving through Arkansas, and my car broke down. I had to stay overnight. So, to kill a few hours, I went to the local theater. I didn't even have a marquee. I can still remember the master of ceremonies walking out on that stage.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your favorite and mine, from your own local community, Zeke Benny and his Ozark Hellbillies.
Standing back there with the concertina, his name is Charlie Bagby. He's a smart one of the group. Hey, Bag, how much is 2 and 2? He's our business manager. This fella here, with the clarinet, his name is Wayne Songer. Stand up, Wayne. You know, we're mighty proud of Wayne. Last week at the county fair, he won first prize in the fly attraction contest. Wasn't even entered. Good work. This is my wife. That's our son, Sam. Fella here with the bass fiddle, his name is Don Wright. That ain't exactly a crew cut. See, the reason his hair stands up like that is because he was pardoned 30 seconds after they pulled the switch. Remember, boys? They tried the gas chamber, but he kept eating the pellets. fellow sitting down here, my guitar player, that's Frank Wembley. Glad to see you standing up, Wim. You know, he never had a guitar lesson in his life. Took it up by accident. He figured as long as his hand was shaking anyway, he might as well have something behind him. Fellow makes us laugh all the time, too. He's quite a card. Hey, Ram, say something funny.
Rise and attack!
Good. And now, fool, we're going to
play. Now, listen, Lim. I got a bone to pick with you. I don't like the way you've been treating my daughter.
How come?
Well, you took her out last night.
Well, I brought her back.
That's what I mean.
Take off your hat, son. A real hot tune for you called Fascinating Rhythm. Did it, boy.
I didn't stay at the office. I went over to the club, played some golf, had dinner, played gin rummy with the fellas. You know, after all these years in show business, believe me, I think I'm entitled to a little relaxation.
I think so.
Yeah, I wish my manager felt the same way. He thought I was ritzy just because I asked for a stand-in.
You ritzy?
Yeah. Believe me, underneath, I haven't changed in 30 years.
Giant sequoias, cola bears, butterflies, walruses, the stars of National Geographic specials, Sunday evenings at 7. Stay tuned for the real thing, the real McCoys, next.